This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there was a time, you got to be old enough for this, obviously, there was a time when album covers were everything. Like, you just couldn't wait to see what the album, like, it's on, like, early Journey, obviously, Ozzy. And I remember a good family friend in Long Island. He was about a year or two. This dude was wild. Not stunningly, he was into crazy Ozzy at age 10. And we're out there. Good ball player, though, so we'd have great one-on-one wiffle ball battles. Awesome player. And out in Blue Point, so coming, you know, it was kind of a long ride from Brooklyn. We'd go with the whole family, you know? And he just did whatever he wanted. I'll leave it at that. Like, the parents ran a very loose ship. The exact opposite of my dad. So we're up in his room, and he's playing records. I'm probably 8, 9. He's probably 10 or 11. And I'm like, he's like, oh, this is some good music. So I guess it's probably 81 or 82, maybe. And he's like, look at this album cover, Diary of a Madman. I'm like, what? Who the hell is that? Who is this sadistic, twisted, frightening-looking demon? I really never heard of Ozzy. Like, at that point, it's like, you know, Michael Jackson, early Run DMC, you know, Casey Kasem stuff. You get the Madonnas, you get the Police, you get Prince, all that stuff, right? Van Halen, Def Leppard. And I'm like, I don't want to listen to this guy. Want no part of this dude. And then he just started playing it, and from that point, hooked. Ozzy Osbourne fan. What a legend. The stories of his escapades are absolutely insane. So I was saddened, but I mean, it's a miracle he made it this long, huh? All right, 888-808-1019. BT and Sal here on The Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Coming up a couple of hours, we'll do a little 3RQ. Top of the hour, Mets. Good job by them. Alvarez looks to have learned a lesson and really put some time into his craft and come back a bit of a different player. So props to him. Props to the Mets for doing it. And a good win by the Mets last night. But right now we're talking about the Yankees, and let's get back to you, John in Bethel. What's going on, John? How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Hope you guys are having a great morning. Just thinking back, I'm an old-time Yankee fan, 46, and I remember Chuck Knobloch and how he went through those yips, and every time the ball got hit to him, you know, it was angst. The anxiety of the ball getting hit to him. Is he going to throw it to first base? Is he going to make the good throw? And it's the same thing with Anthony Volpe now. Anytime the ball gets hit to him, you're like, what the hell? Is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? And more times.
See, I don't feel that, John, hold on. I don't feel that way. I respect that you do. I mean, obviously, you feel what you feel. I don't feel that way. It's weird. It's like, and I remember that like it was yesterday with Nobby. I'm like, man, he hit Keith Olbermann's mom, like 25 rows in the stands. That and the Steve Sachs, and if you're old enough, the Mackie Sasser, when he was a Met.
Yep.
I don't feel that way with Anthony. I just don't. Not yet.
Yeah. That, and, you know, it's just something I was thinking about.
So. Okay. All right. So what's the solution there? So what's the what is your solution?
I think he needs to be sent down just like Alvarez was. Send him back down. Just get him. I don't know. There's really no right way to do this. You know, because, yeah, he might be the future, but he might not be the future. And he's showing us that he's not the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe send him down, shock his system, and just get him knocked in the line somehow. Because it's, you know, when he's, whether he's at bat or in the field, it's not great.
Well, it's not, what it is, John, it's substandard. Thanks for the call. It's you know, not just Yankee standard. It's substandard from a professional shortstop hitting perspective. Listen, there was a point where I was like, I would so vehemently protest, like, send them down. Are you insane? I'm not there anymore. Like, I'm not doing it, but I understand why you would say that and what you mean when you say it. Now, I don't think the Yankees are contemplating that. See, the difference, though, with Alvarez and Volpe, I just feel like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Volpe, at least defensively, is being a little sped up and a little mechanical. Let me start back. A little mechanical to start. I mean, you don't see shortstops feel the ball on one knee. But so that's why I mean a little mechanical, a little unsure of himself. And because he's a little unsure of himself, he gets, because these guys are flying down the line, sub four, you know, four flat, you know, high three, some of them, they can run. He then knows, all right, I got to get rid of this quick. So when it's like, oh, God, I just want to catch the ball cleanly, and let me take my time to do it, and now all of a sudden I got to race, and I got to throw it, and I got to rush it, and I got to slingshot it, and boom, there's a skip in the dirt. Boom, they fire it in the, you know, over Gulch. And usually they're short, more so than over Goldschmidt or Rice's head. But I think it's a lot of that. Like, if I was to break it, like, what's wrong? Like, what? That's what I see. The difference with Alvarez, but I don't see laziness, all right? With Alvarez, I almost saw... And I don't want to be unfair to the young man, but like, when you don't do your job well as a catcher, from a defensive perspective, I think it's a lot easier to look either lazy, mechanically broken, or disinterested, or like a little bit of everything. And there was a point where just not blocking balls, not, you know, just the shin guards hitting the dirt and like boxing balls up, he just wasn't doing it. So to me, he needed a reset. Plus, he wasn't hitting a lick. And he had no value on the bases because he's not fast. So, and I give the Mets credit. I'll do this more at 11. I give him credit for doing that. I don't see the same thing with Volpe. Now, I'm not saying I don't see a broken player. But, I don't know. They look a little different. They really do. Let me get Steve in Holmdel, New Jersey. BT and Sal on the Fan. What's happening, Steve?
Hey, Brandon, how are you doing? Good to talk to you.
My pleasure, Steve. What's happening?
I love your opening monologues and your passion. You know, last night's game, I'll be honest with you, was completely maddening. And obviously, Ben Rice's home run basically covered up all their blemishes. But if you look at the game, the Yankees had three hits in the first inning and scored three runs.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of that, until Rice hit that home run in the ninth inning, all they got the rest of the game after that was a single and a double a single and a home run by Bellinger. There was nobody on base.
A double. Belly had two doubles. But I know, you had two doubles. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And so the Yankees ended up with six hits, three of them home runs. Mm-hmm. The good news is they didn't leave a lot of men on base. They didn't have anybody on base.
That's a silver lining. What are you complaining about, Steve? That's a good start.
Yeah. And you know what it is also, Brandon? You watch Toronto, and I'll tell you, I didn't know how good they were.
I've been telling you for 5 weeks.
And look, let's be honest. Judge right now is playing like he's in playoffs in October. You watch Guerrero, you watch Barger, you watch Springer. They get every big hit. They're constantly putting pressure on. And right now, I mean, I know you don't let Judge beat you. Right now he's doing absolutely nothing. And one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Cody Bellinger is one of the best players I have ever watched. You know, he doesn't overwhelm you with gaudy statistics. Oh, and let's be honest, if Jason Dominguez is in left field yesterday, that game's lost. There's no way he's going to make the catch on that line drive to left field by Barger in the ninth inning. But the guy
I think he may. I think he gets that. I don't think it was too tough.
He's terrible going back on balls.
I think he makes that
one. But you know what? The bottom line is, they're just too home run dependent. And this Toronto team, the way they hit, reminds me of the old Yankees, where they didn't strike out a lot, and they would just grind. And some of these at bats with the foul balls and making the pitches work, the Yankees used to do that. They don't need to do that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Steve, I'm with you on that. And how many times can we romanticize about what the Yankees used to be? It is absolutely exhausting. I mean, God, and remember when this guy did this, and O'Neill had 12 pitch at bats, and Tino would do this, and Bernie would do that, and Jeter would do that, and this. I get it. We all lived through it. It was amazing. We miss it. That's why we get so annoyed at the current state of the product. And I don't mean terms of wins. Like, I'm going to obviously get separation from, of course, the Yankees are a good franchise. There's no doubt about that. You're a Yankee fan. You wake up every March. You got a chance to win the World Series, and you know that. Now, there's varying degrees of chances. They're not like they used to be, and there's a lot of false hope for many of you. I've just kept it very real with the Yankees for years. I just don't think they're good enough. And I don't think they're good enough to win the World Series this year. I've said that. Unless they make the moves that I do expect them to make, you know? You know, the one thing, though, too, and, like, with baseball, it's very tough to identify this. It just is. Like, you can see it in football. Like, I was talking about Sauce and the contract extension and Garrett Wilson. I'll do a little football later, actually. Both coaches, GM, speaking today. We'll do a little football later. And in particular, something was said about the Giants from their perspective that I found very interesting, so I'll do that later. But you know, Sauce Gardner, you know, last year, business decisions, checking out of tackles, and that drove us nuts, right? So when there's a lack of urgency or effort in football, it's clearly identifiable. And same with basketball. Like, think about the Knicks-Pacers series. What was driving me, by many of you, but I'm from an on-air perspective, the Knicks were not getting back in transition. You know, shot by Brunson. All right, back rim, rebound Pacers. Up, look up. There's Toppin with, I mean, literally 2 seconds. Dunk, dunk, dunk. And when you don't play transition defense in basketball, it is very easy to detect that because it's lazy or poor recognition or both. In baseball, unless you're literally just half-assing out of the box and pimping it when it's not out of the yard, it's a little tougher. So it's also a little tougher to identify a team that grinds in baseball. Let me tell you something about Toronto. They grind. It is so obvious. We'll get into the John Boy stuff with Boone later. Boone really was pissed off yesterday. Good. I want more of that. But I think he was pissed off because deep down he knows or he feels that Toronto plays scrappier than his team. Like, I watch Toronto play, and that is a feisty team. I watch the Yankees play, talented team, good team, chance to mess around with the right move or two and maybe do a little something this year, but, like, scrappy and, you know, like, old-school throwback? Nobody's going to describe them that way. 888-808-1019. That's the number here. Of course, BT and Sound on the Fan. Mets will throw them on the table at 11. Little 3RQ as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.